Welcome, everyone, and thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. I am happy to be here with you today, and I hope you all having a great day. I've got a busy show lined up for you once again, and this will be my last show of 2020, and good riddance to 2020 coming up with 2021, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of stuff to deal with, and next week I'll be back at it 100%. We're working on lining up a lot of great guests, great topics, and there will be no shortage of topics going into 2021. But yesterday, as the show ended, when I was done with it, and when I was done telling you about, what was it called? The Screen Zombies. And I still have the article here. It's under my cup of coffee as I whack the microphone. Screen Zombies. Remember this one. Average person will spend 44 years looking at digital devices. And, you know, that just kind of triggered me when I read that the other night. And I thought about all the time I spend scrolling through my smartphone and, you know, going online on the devices and this and that. And I was like, I got to cut back on that a little bit. And I've always had a habit of removing the social media device or apps from my devices because, you know, people are just sitting there. We're staring at our hands and we're going to spend years of our life doing that. I'm not saying there aren't benefits to all this, you know, technology and social media and all that, but it just was kind of a reminder to me to, you know, all things in moderation. So anyway, you know, I leave my phone and I leave my devices and my laptop in my studio. I leave it here because I don't want that temptation to sit in front of the TV while scrolling through a device while looking at a laptop. So, you know, that's my new thing. We'll see how long it lasts into the new year. Call it my New Year resolution or whatever. So I'm sitting here and I'm telling you all about, you know, restricting your social media. And what do I do right after the show? I decide to go on Facebook, and what pops in front of me, other than a City of Flagstaff post, and here it is. For those of you watching on YouTube, as you know, we're pushing heavy on the video and heavy on folks subscribing to my YouTube channel. And please, I want you to do that. And let me take this off the screen right now. If you can, please go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's really easy. You go to talkwithjeff.com and there's a menu bar right at the top of the page, on air, online, the phone number, about, contact information, as well as the YouTube link. Click on that YouTube link, go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. I know a lot of you are on YouTube. So if you can help me out, go to talkwithjeff.com and please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'd really appreciate it. But anyway, so I'm scrolling through Facebook before I leave the studio. And what do I see other than this post from the City of Flagstaff? And we're going to get into this today because, you know, the City of Flagstaff, along with other cities like Tucson and others, and many cities and towns around the country, they're absolutely having a tough time when it comes to the economy because of the COVID restrictions and the lockdowns and all these things that have happened over the past year. And goodbye to 2020. We're happy to see it go. We hope 2021 is more prosperous and better than 2020 for sure. I hope it is. But when you see the City of Flagstaff put out this emergence, that's the name of this program, vacant storefront public art. And their plan on how to deal with the empty commercial space. Man, it is a bad idea to look at that before you leave the studio, and it got my blood boiling. So we are going to go over that, as well as an experience that I had after that. You know, my family and I, we went out to dinner, which we don't do a lot. We don't go out to dinner too much. Family of five, you know how expensive it is, and it's getting more expensive. There was a mishap at the restaurant when it comes to the menus, and they revealed to me what the new prices for 2021 are going to be. And I think you're going to be shocked, maybe not surprised, because I wasn't. And we all know the prices are going up, so we're going to get into that. But if you got a comment, hey, I'd love to hear from you, and try to get to a couple of comments here during this hour. Go ahead and chime in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. And I would love to hear from you, love for you to be part of the program. You'll leave your comments today 877-971-3971. And then, like I said, we're going to get back to the open lines next Wednesday and, you know, taking your live listener comments as well. By the way, my friends at Just Wireless, I want to mention this, two great locations in Flagstaff. They can fix that device that you can go look at, annoying posts from the city of Flagstaff, among others. They can fix your smartphone, your tablet, your gaming console. You know, these are very expensive devices. Recently, mine was broken, the connector here. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, go to talkwithjeff.com. My connector here, which charges it, as well as hooks it up to external devices, you know, your headphones and stuff, it wasn't working. I dropped it off. They fixed it in no time. And now they have their drive-through location. You can actually drop your device, your smartphone, your tablet, your gaming console off without getting out of your car. Go through their drive-through. It's at their East Flagstaff location right across from the Flagstaff Mall. So check that out. And then they have their West Side location over on Milton Avenue. So check out my friends at Just Wireless. Okay, so let's get to this. And let me preface this with, look, I don't openly and actively look for dumb things that government does. And I think this one constitutes a very dumb thing. It's not like I wake up in the morning and let me see what I can find to rip these people, right? It's not like that. This literally popped up on my screen on YouTube right in front of my, on Facebook right in front of my eyes. So it's called the Emergence Program. And, you know, businesses are having trouble. Some are doing very well. I mean, I have a lot of friends. They had their best year ever. But we know very well there are a lot of business classifications and types of businesses that have struggled and continue to struggle greatly and will continue to do so into 2021, being a realist here. So if you're following on YouTube, the Emergence Program, let's zoom in on this, is a vacant storefront public art program. And here's what the city of Flagstaff has to say. It's time to activate Flagstaff's empty storefronts. Just that first sentence irritates me. Examples of storefront public art from other cities include Scottsdale's Psycho Ops by Pete Goldlust and Seattle's Through the Trees to the Mountains by Thendara Kidda G. And both these artists are pictured in this flyer that the city put out on Facebook. So here's what they had to say. Here's their idea. You know, there's vacant storefronts. There are vacant buildings or vacant units around the city. Not as bad as like Manhattan. You know, Manhattan right now is facing a commercial real estate apocalypse there because a lot of people realize they don't have to go into New York anymore and commute an hour or whatever and go into some high rise. They can stay at home and do this. So anyway, the city of Flagstaff, to deal with this vacancy issue, supposedly, they say to you that you should get involved with the city of Flagstaff's pilot project called Emergence, designed to revitalize commercial spaces such as those impacted by COVID-19 and the resulting recession. And I'm going to stop and pause right there. Yes, we have COVID-19. But the politicians and the bureaucrats have not made this easier, and they've done a lot of dumb things that have negatively impacted businesses. And you know, because I've been talking about them since the beginning, and they're grasping at straws to try to figure out, you know, what to do. So apparently, whatever department this came out of the city of Flagstaff, decided that the best thing to do as a result of COVID-19 and the quote-unquote resulting recession is their Emergence Program, which allows, big air quotes there, allows local artists to beautify these otherwise vacant spaces. First of all, do I need the permission as a property owner and a business owner? Do I need to be allowed to beautify an empty office space or retail space? With all due respect, right there, when I read this, I was insulted as a business owner. And for full disclosure, I am a commercial property owner. I have been a small business owner my entire adult life. I come from a family that was always entrepreneurs and small business owners. I know this stuff like many of you know this stuff. And I know this stuff like the bureaucrats don't know this stuff. Because you will never know what it's like to be a small business owner or a landlord or an entrepreneur or whatever if you've never done it. You can read about it and study it until your heart's content, but you will never understand what it's like to run a small business and the problems and the challenges you have to go through and the thrill of the successes. You will never understand that until you do it. Whether you've, like Jim Rogers said on this program, famous investor, author, you'd be better off starting and failing in a small business than you would be going to business school because you're going to learn so much more. So anyway, when I saw this post from the city of Flagstaff that they have a vacant storefront public art program that's going to increase visibility of properties for rent and inspire hope within the Flagstaff community so that we will emerge from these tough times stronger than ever, an interested property owner should contact the city staff. And they give an email address, which you can see here on YouTube. You should contact the city staff because they're going to help you. I'm like, oh my God, how disconnected can you be as a government to even put this out? And to those of you on social media who got mad at me and said that I'm being negative, you probably have never operated a small business and you probably most likely have never owned a small business, because this attempt by the city of Flagstaff to facade over what is a huge problem. I equate it to like the Titanic, and I just think of this because me and the kids just watched this the other night, you know, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio where the girl didn't share the door and he froze to death in the water. But you know the story of the Titanic. Obviously it hits the iceberg, sucker goes down within a couple of hours. This is like someone coming and say, I got a plan. We're going to sing our way into the ocean and I'll be happy. Or, hey, let's go cover that with duct tape real quick. Yeah, you know, I mean, what is this? You're going to come in and you're going to help facilitate, you know, artists and bring them into facade over. And for folks of you that aren't looking at this picture, you know, it's this picture of course, something in Seattle. They always go to Seattle or Berkeley or Boulder or whatever. But it's these storefronts that are vacant and they've got fancy artwork in there. So nobody has to actually see and be distressed. That's what this is really about. Be distressed by the fact that there's vacant space. So when you shop at the little spaces, you know, down the road that are still operating, and you're probably, and this is no knock on folks that work at City Hall, because I know a lot of them and there's a lot of fine people and there's a lot of important jobs there. But I would say that the person who came up with the emergence vacant storefront public art, I would not classify that as, what do they call these jobs? When they told you that you were not essential and they had to close your business, I would say that the department that came up with the emergence vacant storefront public art idea is not an essential business and they should probably close up for a while and leave us alone. First of all, if you're a business owner, and I got so much to say about this, if you are a business owner, the last thing you want, or a property owner, I'm just going to be honest with you here, and I think most of you will understand this, and maybe someone at City Hall is listening to this. The last thing I want as a property owner or a business is to call the city and say, hey, can you come to my property? You just don't want that, because anytime someone from the city shows up with a clipboard, it's usually not a happy day. What I would like is for the city to get out of the way. And I know most people who have never run a business or don't have that experience of running a business will take that as meaning you don't want any government, which is not the case. I want the least amount of government as humanly possible. Because when they sit around too much with too much time in their hands and apparently too much taxpayer money, they come up with stuff like this. A plan to cover over your vacant work, office space or retail space with artwork so that everybody can feel better about the horrible economic situation we're in. Anyway, folks, I'd love your comments on this. I want to come back with some examples of, because people say on social media, you're pointing out the negative here. You're pointing out that the city's messing up, but what's your solution? And I say to them, you should watch the show because we come up with solutions. We come up with solutions and our listeners come up with solutions and our guests all the time And quite honestly, I never got a call from the city, and I'm sure you didn't either. If you did, tell me. I'd love to hear from you, asking me, hey, what's the number one thing you're dealing with as far as, you know, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, being a property owner? What would you like to see the city do to help you out? Give us a list. Now, I'm betting, folks, I'm betting that for the vast majority of you, if I lined up 100 business owners, and I know 100 business owners, the city could call me right now and I could connect you to dozens and dozens and dozens of business owners. I'm going to go ahead and gander a guess here that not one business owner or property owner would say, you know what I really wish would happen here? I really wish that the city of Flagstaff would come and put some artwork in my vacant space. Yeah, not seeing that happen. Anyway, folks, I'd love to hear from you, though. Go ahead and chime in, 877-971-3971. We're going to come back with some suggestions that I have for the city of Flagstaff on how they can or not help me in my business endeavors. Folks, hang tight. Back in a minute. All right, folks, welcome back. Thanks for continuing to listen. Jeff Horvitz here, and I would love to hear from you. Go ahead and chime in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. And we're talking about this attempt by the city of Flagstaff to help business owners who are suffering because of business being down, and you know they're dealing with closures, they're dealing with less business, they're dealing with restrictions, and on and on. And they come up with this plan to help the business owners by offering to come and decorate their windows, which, wow, amazing, amazing stuff. But I started thinking about this last night, and I was like, why didn't I get a call or you? And it's just, this isn't about me, but you know, I'm a pretty accessible guy, you know, doing a radio show every day. You would think that, you know, if the city wanted some ideas, they would call me or you and say, hey, they would ask, you know, I'm from the city of Flagstaff and I'm here to help you. Now, keep in mind, those are the, you know, the scariest words, according to Ronald Reagan, was I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. And okay, let's just say that we're not too scared and the city calls you and says they want to help me. I mean, we've all had run-ins with city government and we're always like, I really don't want them to come by because I know I'm going to have to deal with some kind of bureaucratic nightmare. But anyway, let's just say they call you and say, hey, what are your ideas? Hey, you're a property owner. You're a business owner. And it's not just property owners here, because there's a lot of businesses that rent space and they do what's called a triple net lease. So a restaurant, for example, you know, may rent a space from a landlord. And full disclosure, I like to say this every time, I'm a commercial property owner and, you know, my business is real estate. So I'm very experienced with this. And, you know, there's, okay, so a commercial property owner owns a restaurant and they rent it to, or they own a building that is ideal for a restaurant and they own it to a business that runs a restaurant. They probably do a triple net lease. So that restaurant owner is really responsible for most of that building, including the taxes, you know, repairing the AC unit, on and on. It can all be written in the lease. So you've got business owners here and you've got property owners that are being severely impacted by COVID-19 and the decisions that these government officials and these politicians are making. So you'd think they would call and say, hey, property owner or business owner, what are your challenges? What are you dealing with? You know, what's going on? How can we help you? You know, we're from the city. We're here to help you. What needs to change maybe at the city? I bet you that not one of them would say, hey, I really wish you'd have a window art program for me because I got this vacant space. Hey, keep in mind, I know you work at the city. And look, I'm not bashing anyone that has... You know, remember what Elon Musk said recently? He said this country has too many MBAs running American corporations, too many people with these degrees on the wall that have no practical experience. Now, I know many of you have degrees and you have the practical experience and you're doing a wonderful job. You've started wonderful companies or work for wonderful companies and are productive members of society. But when I see something like, I'm from the city and I'm here to help you, and I'm going to help you dress over your vacant space so everybody can feel happy, like it's not vacant or something. You know, I'm thinking that somebody has a business degree and came up with this idea and has no practical experience. But anyway, let's just assume that the city of Flagstaff wants to really talk about, hey, how can we help you? Well, How about this? And this is just a few suggestions that I have. I don't know every business out there. I rent to a lot of businesses, and every business is unique. Every business has its own set of challenges, and you'll never know that. You'll never know the thrill of running a business, how scary it can be running a business, the funneling money into it, and the risk versus reward. You will never know what that's like until you actually run a business. There's no amount of education that will teach that except for experience. But anyway, here's a few suggestions from me, and I'd love your suggestions. If you have something, I'd love to hear from you. Chime in, 877-971-3971. You can also go to talkwithjeff.com, email over your suggestions, write them in the comment sections on YouTube. You can follow the link, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Now, let's look at restaurants. Restaurants have been impacted heavily by COVID and the ensuing closures that have happened. Heavily. You know it. They've been shut down. They've been limited capacity. Well, how about the city? How about reducing or eliminating the twice a year oven hood inspection fee? There's an idea. Now, is the fee so high that it's, you know, causing businesses to close? No, but it's one of many. How about that? It used to be you get it done once a year and the city paid for it. And a few years back, they decided, let's make it twice a year and we're going to charge a fee. How about reducing or eliminating the city portion of property taxes? City, you know, you look at that pie of taxes you pay to the county, to the city, to the library district, the school district. These are places that aren't even open that you can't even go to. Yeah, I know they're doing virtual stuff. I get it. I'll get a hate email on this one. But how about reducing the property taxes? You know, especially those restaurants. Remember when the restaurants weren't even allowed to be open, or the hair salons? These people still were expected to pay their property taxes in full. How about that? How about offering a tax rebate? How about eliminating or reducing the sidewalk replacement costs? Did you know this? And maybe the folks at the city who are writing up that they're going to help facade over my empty rental space or your rental space with happy mannequins or something. Do you know that if the city person comes out and sees a big crack or the sidewalk's lifted and buckled, that, you know, they're probably going to call code enforcement and say, hey, Jeff, you got to replace your sidewalk. It's cracked. And first of all, my response would be, it's not my sidewalk. Because that sidewalk in front of that restaurant that maybe was shut down, that sidewalk is owned by the city. However, in Flagstaff and many cities and towns, the property owner and or the business owner is responsible to replace that sidewalk 100% of at their own cost. So the concrete, the 3,000 PSI, you know, commercial concrete, the labor to rip it up, the licensed contractor to put it down, and on and on. They're responsible for that. Hey, city, how about you pay for it? I pay a bunch of property taxes on the building. How about you pay for it? Okay, how about this? How about we go in on it 50-50? Why don't you cut a break here? Since I'm paying my property taxes, yet my hair salon wasn't allowed to be open, or my restaurant wasn't allowed to be open, or my exercise place wasn't allowed to be open. How about that? Not to mention my kids can't go to school in person while paying the full property taxes. How about this? Why don't we eliminate all fees for additions and alterations? You know, a lot of these restaurants have had to do a lot of alterations to stay open. You know, they got to put the plexiglass between because they got the, you know, the force field that makes the place safe all of a sudden. You know, you get up and walk around and you're safe because you're wearing the mask. But when you sit down, you've got the plexiglass behind you so you can sit within 6 inches of someone else. Well, that all has expenses, right? So, hey, how about you help eliminate some of the fees for additions, and so on and so forth. Just a few ideas here for you. I think that these ideas would pop up long before the request for window art. Okay, here's a few more. For those in the personal care space, City of Flagstaff, you know, these are the folks that are doing the hair, the nails, the exercise facilities. Well, all the same stuff that I just said about the restaurants, you could, except for the oven hood. You probably don't have an oven hood, you know, at an exercise place. But how about for a hair salon, how about delaying or rebating the cost? See, you weren't even aware of this expense, city folks. How about delaying or rebating the backflow test that all these places have to do every year? I know, because I just got the bill for it. Maybe you offer a rebate on the taxes or something, you know, reduction in the property taxes. How about reducing instead of increasing the commercial garbage fee. If you've been paying attention, the politicians, while, you know, businesses are struggling, they've actually increased the cost to pick up the garbage. Well, maybe dial that back to where it was a couple years ago. How about this? This is a good one, and this is a state issue. The TPT, Transaction Privilege Tax Business License. And I always love that. It's a privilege to be able to send the state and the city, you know, the sales tax. You're deputized to collect all this. Now, this is a state issue. The state charges a fee. The city facilitates it. It used to be, this is just a couple of years ago, as a business owner, you would get a business license one time and pay a fee one time for it. Now, in a move to make the state of Arizona even more business friendly, it's an annual fee and annual paperwork that you have to do. Ask my wife. She just did it. And you're probably doing it right now if you own or run a business. Okay, we got another one here. For those who own their own building, or for anyone with a triple net lease who has to pay the property taxes, why don't you actually, instead of offering to facilitate artwork for me, why don't you reduce the property taxes? Now, as a parting gift, former mayor of Flagstaff, Coral Evans, she spent the past couple of years ratcheting up your property taxes. Yeah, she raised, and the council raised your property taxes. I believe it was unanimous, but we'll double check on that. It was definitely passed. The city of Flagstaff raised your property taxes 14% over the past several years. And I was sitting here warning them, saying, you're doing this at a time when property values are going up. So the tax rate now is, the amount of taxes you pay is now compounded even more. It's impacted even more because it's a bigger number. They increased your property taxes 14% over the past couple of years while values were going up. And here we are now. Values are still going up and the economy is down. How about this, city of Flagstaff? Why don't you lower? This is a crazy idea. Crazy idea. You keep your artwork, and lower the property taxes for struggling businesses. Or how about this? How about a property tax holiday? That would help. How about a holiday on all the stuff that I've mentioned versus cranking it to the business owners, increasing their fees and the cost of doing business? Just a few suggestions. Instead of doing the emergence vacant storefront public art, instead of doing that, and I know they're going to say, oh, we're going to use volunteers. However, you know that the city spent thousands of dollars coming up with this, and it was a cubicle bureaucratic think tank soiree that was going on that came up with this. Bad idea, city of Flagstaff. Insulting idea to the businesses and to the property owners and to the private sector. Bad all around. I'd love your thoughts though, folks. Go ahead and chime in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. Speaking of things that we're going to have to deal with as a community coming up and as a nation, because there's talk of raising the minimum wage in the entire nation to $15 an hour. And you know inflation's kicking up. The true inflation number is much higher than what the government says. Of course it is. We know this. But I went out last night and had a bit of a menu shock. And folks, I want you to hang tight because when we come back, I'm going to tell you about it. And I've got some numbers. I want you to know what it's going to cost for pancakes coming up here in just a couple of days. Folks, hang tight. Back in a minute. All right, folks, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Love to hear from you on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. And yeah, this is going to be my last show of 2020. Goodbye, 2020. Glad to see you go. And we'll all hope for a better 2021. I'll be a little more optimistic than Joe Biden. He says it's going to be the darkest days are ahead of us, which every time I hear him say that, I'm just like, seriously, dude, you gotta tone that down a little bit. You're quite depressing. But I want to get to these menu prices, but I did see this article here. This was on Fox News, and this goes to show you the hypocrisy that exists all over the country with a lot of elected representatives and the bureaucrats who come up with these lockdown rules and so on and so forth. The Democratic New York official allegedly filmed playing hockey after his health department closed the ice rink. So a New York Democratic executive from Erie County has come under scrutiny after being accused of apparently playing hockey with a handful of people at a rink, despite the fact that a nearby rink was closed due to COVID-19 concerns for hosting scrimmages. So it's just another example of how these folks are locking things down and then they get caught. Like, look at the, who was that? The governor of California, Newsom. And the recall effort on Newsom is ratcheting up. There's money pouring in from all sides to try to get rid of this guy. He's bad news. Horrible, horrible governor over there in California. But he got caught at the French Laundry up there in the San Francisco area, you know, $400-$600 a plate. It's like Marie Antoinette. Remember that? French Revolution? Let them eat cake. Let them eat cake. So anyway, this guy said that, you know, he skated alone on the rink before the group skate began. So it's like, it's always the excuse of, it's always the, you know, do as I say, not as I do with these folks. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out because we got to point out this hypocrisy. You know, while there seems to be two sets of rules for folks in this country. I love your comments. Just wireless listener line 877-971-3971. So yesterday, after I looked at this Facebook post of the city of Flagstaff, and, you know, they're telling me that they're going to facade over the vacant spaces and basically that's going to make everything okay. They're going to make it look better and glass over. And basically painting over the rust. That's what they want to do. And they're going to help you. The city's here to help you. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. It's kind of like, hey, I'm drowning underwater. Let me pipe in some music so it's a little more soothing. So anyway, my family and I, we decide to go out to dinner. We do a family dinner yesterday. We don't get to go out a lot. As you know, as a family of five, it's pretty expensive. And I think a lot of you can relate to this. And, you know, you watch your pennies or dimes or dollars or whatever. But we decide to go out, have a good time. And we're sitting there. First of all, it's an interesting experience going out. I know a lot of you haven't been out to restaurants since COVID hit. I go out every week and knock on wood, all is good, right? And I want to support these businesses. But this particular one has a limitation on seating. You can only seat so many people in the restaurant at a time. And so it's kind of interesting. All the people were just congregating out in the, they had a retail side of the place. And I'm not going to name the restaurant, but so everyone's out there wandering around for 15 minutes. Anyway, you're supposed to wear the mask coming in and then you sit down and you can take the mask off. You know how it works. So anyway, I get in there. We're looking at the menu prices or the menu. And for some reason, we start talking about what's the price of a burger now or what's the price of this? And this is my family. You know, we talk about this stuff at the dinner table. You know, the minimum wage is going up in Flagstaff. We're talking about this. It's going up to $15 an hour here coming up January 1st, just a couple days. And so my wife says, well, the price of this item is this. And I look at my menu and I'm like, whoa, wait a second. We have two different menus here, two different prices. So I'm figuring that right away, it just dawns on me that the menus are out. They mixed up the pre-2021 menu, the current menu. You got one day to go out and buy under these old prices, folks. And they mixed up the new menus that are coming up January 1st, 2021. Because as you know, Flagstaff's going up to $15 an hour. And that wage is killing a lot of businesses. So anyway, we're looking at it and we start comparing items. And I got one here. If you're following along on YouTube, and again, go to talkwithjeff.com. Please subscribe to the channel. And that's not the right item. Let's get it here. Here it is. Okay, pancake breakfast. I know it was dinner, but you can get pancakes at a lot of places for dinner. We were out for dinner. Pancake breakfast, which consists of eggs and pancakes and bacon. You know, you're kind of all American breakfast, right? Well, my menu, which is apparently the 2020 menu, is $9.19. My wife's menu, same item, same exact thing, $10.99 for pancakes, eggs, and a couple strips of bacon. And you got to beg for the condiments nowadays, by the way. So that's, by my simple math, that's $1.80 increase in this one menu item, a 20% price jump for pancakes. That's what you're going to be paying now. Okay, so we look at another one. We compare another one. I don't really like eating, like I said, breakfast for dinner. So I like chicken. How about chicken fried steak? You know, I know it's maybe not the healthiest thing, but we're going out, we're splurging, right? My menu for dinner for chicken fried steak with two sides, $10.29. My wife's menu, a whopping $13.49 for the chicken fried steak. Keep in mind, you don't get a drink. You can get some water. That's a $3.20 increase from one day, January 2020, to the next day. I'm sorry, December 2020 to January 2021. So the new menu price 2021 is 31% higher for chicken fried steak with some mashed potatoes and green beans, I guess. They throw you a dinner roll. 31% price increase. So there you go. There you go. Big increases coming at your restaurants. And I think it's two things. I think it's two factors here. I think, first of all, you're seeing the wage issue in there. The price is going up to 15. Like I said, the labor cost going up to $15 an hour. But you're also seeing the cost of COVID regulations being built in here. And it's going to go up again. I kind of felt like we were joking around. I felt like it was in Zimbabwe. I'm going to try to bring in someone who lived through Zimbabwe and the massive inflation there. But I started feeling like they went back to the plastic menus where they're wiping each menu down. And remember when COVID first hit and the restaurants opened back up back in, what was that, May or April or something? I should know because I was there. I was the first day that restaurants were open. And people were saying that if you go to a restaurant, you're probably going to be dead. I was there and I've gone to a restaurant, knock on wood. I don't live my life in fear. I've been healthy and I hope it remains that way. But I was there and they had the paper menus. But I thought maybe the restaurants might want to consider going back to the paper menus because if prices keep going up like they are, you don't want to be the restaurant that has it like taped over, you know, the price, the line item, you have to tape it over, you know, and by the time someone leaves, the price goes up again. I sure as heck hope that doesn't happen here. Gee, it has happened in countries in the past. And we look at the stimulus package and the fact that, and this bloated spending package and the fact that our government, our DC is spending $4 trillion more this year than they have. And now they're talking about sending out another $500 billion to the American public, which I'd rather have them send to the American public than to send to Sudan or Egypt. Don't get me wrong. But I hope we don't get to the point where the menu prices are increasing so dramatically that you need to go back to paper menus. But anyway, another example there. Prices going up. So, hey, go get your burger now. That was another item. It was like 10 bucks for a burger and it jumped up to like $13 to get a burger. And I don't sound like the old guy. Remember, I can remember back not that long ago. It didn't seem like that long ago. It was like $6 for a burger and fries. And you can even find some restaurants that had a special included a drink. Those days are long gone. Anyway, folks, last show of 2020. I hope you have great plans coming up for New Year's Eve. Hope you stay safe and great plans for the New Year's as well. As you know, we've been focusing heavily on trying to help folks out and trying to really focus on the statewide and local issues. So we'll continue to do that when we come back next week. We've got a bunch of guests lined up, including I'm going to talk with Joe Galley from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. I think he's going to be my first guest of the new year on Monday. Talk about how the city is just needs to get out of the way and not try to do these silly things like facade over your empty space. And we're going to have him on and talk about some big things that they're trying to do that's actually going to hinder business even more. So that'll be Monday. And we'll bring back Open Line Wednesday next week as well. I'm going to take a couple of days off. I'm going to finish up our studio work and preparing for 2021. I'm also going out. This isn't although they are a sponsor, this isn't part of their deal. I just like to mention that they're such a great company. I'm going out to my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training because my kids are going to start training more intensely on firearms and firearm safety, which I think is very important. So maybe you'll see me out there. My good friend, Rob Wilson, Rob and Elise Wilson out at Timberline Firearms and Training. That's one of my New Year's resolutions is to, get better, with firearms and firearm safety and training. So plus a bunch of other stuff. So I will be celebrating the new year with my family. And you can always get in touch with us by chiming in on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. It's been a good year, although it's been a hard year and a horrible year at the same time. But I know a lot of us have come closer together, family and community. And I think that's the good thing that has come out of this year. And we need to grow that into 2021. All right, folks, I hope you have a safe new year, safe New Year's Eve. Stay safe out there. And we'll see you back here Monday at 4:06. I got an interview extra coming up next hour for you. And remember, you can keep up with me 24/7 by going to talkwithjeff.com. And please, please, please click on, when you go to talkwithjeff.com, click on the YouTube subscribe button, YouTube button right there on top of the page. Please help me grow my channel. It's pathetically small right now, and we're gonna get it bigger, and I need your help doing that. Folks, have a great, safe night, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.